The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide. Morning Tide.
Tyler Toffoli on a brilliant feed from William Eklund. Macklin Severini, his first National Hockey League hat trick. Smith shoots. Score! Will Smith just tied the game.
Now, here's your host, Ted Raby.
Or is he shooting it toward the net? Save made rebound. A great stop by Nedeljkovic off of Vilardi. Behind the net, Scheifele is shot. Save made by Nedeljkovic. Rebound, Graf holds it against the boards. That's the smart thing to do. Let the clock tick. Finally work free by Winnipeg. 20 seconds left. Morrissey on the point. Sins down low. Vilardi, centering feed. Where is it? It's stopped by Nedeljkovic. It turns out behind the net. Winnipeg, tremendous pressure. Knocked free by Liljegren. Can the Jets get it? They do. They keep it in. It's Morrissey heading toward the net, firing the puck on a toe drag, high and wide, and this game is over. What a finish for the San Jose Sharks. Final score, the Sharks 2 and the Jets 1. San Jose ending a 5-game winless streak against Winnipeg that dates back to December of 2023 when they beat the Jets here at SAP Center by the same 2-1 score. And Alex Nedeljkovic is getting worthy congratulations from a whole pass of the people coming off the Sharks bench. Will Smith gets the game winner, but Big Ned, a big reason why this is a victory.
Great test. Obviously a top team in the league, a lot of firepower up front, very solid defensively, and I thought it was great. Coming back from a big win like that in Seattle, I think there might be a tendency to like maybe take your foot off the gas a little bit, and I thought we stuck with it. We picked up right where we left off, and we had a pretty solid first period, come out of there with a 1-1 score. I think we'll take it. And we just kept going, kept pressing, and a couple weird bounces. We responded well every time, and we just made the most of the opportunities that we got.
From 0-4-2 to 6-6-3, this has been a remarkable turnaround for the San Jose Sharks, who suddenly find themselves with a respectable record, with the ability to beat the best teams in the NHL. And I say that with no hyperbole, as in the last 2 weeks, they have defeated the Devils. They have defeated the Avalanche. They have defeated the Jets. They have defeated a hot starting Seattle. Now, I have no clue if the Sharks are quote-unquote good, as we would define a good team, because we're trying to overcome what has been a half decade of not good hockey as they've been in a teardown and a rebuild. But right now, the Sharks are fun. At the very, very least, the Sharks give you a whole lot of fun every single time you watch them. And they also seemingly have a really good chance of winning. I know that we cannot go back in time, but if we go back to those first two games and you post wins over Vegas and Anaheim, the entire outlook of the season would be still that much different, but actually, more than anything, it would be in line with what we have seen with the Sharks' last 10 games, which, going back to that loss against the Islanders, has been really, really high-quality hockey. And I take no issue with what the Sharks have done since that start, and I think, yeah, there were a couple of bad games in there. The game against Utah, the game against Carolina. The game against Anaheim, yeah, they were not their best, but otherwise, I really was not too upset with how the Sharks played. It's those two against Carolina and Utah. Otherwise, the results have been pretty positive for San Jose, and now they are getting rewarded for that hard work. They are getting rewarded with wins. They are getting rewarded with points, and leading the way is Alex Nedeljkovic, who had one of the more painful spans in a game in Game 1 against Vegas, and now finds himself, in the last couple of starts, he's got nearly a .950 save percentage. He's getting wins. He's doing everything right. His hard work is getting rewarded. Askarov has been really good as well ever since that game a couple of weeks ago against the Kings, I believe on the 28th. of October, and now the Sharks are seemingly rolling. And the quick look at the stat book on when the last time the Sharks won 6 out of 9 was back in the 2018-2019 campaign. So it's been a while for San Jose. Right now, when you look at the way that the NHL calculates its records overall, the Sharks with 6 wins and 6 losses are technically at 500. I'm going to wait for them to have more wins than losses overall before I say that they are a 500 or plus 500 team. Right now, they have 6 wins and 9 losses overall. 3 of them just happen to come in overtime. But, you know, the Sharks in their last 10 are 6-3-1. Like I said, they've won 6 out of their last 9. They've won 2 in a row. They are 3-3-3 at home, 3-3-0 on the road. They are playing better and better with each passing week. And these are the things that we've been waiting for. And last year we caught glimpses of it because obviously we saw what Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini were capable of, but we also saw them being asked to do too much. And I've talked about this at other times where there were times last year where I just said, oh, come on, Macklin, come on, Will, go out there and win it. Well, this year they're capable of doing that. You look at the way they won that game in New York against the Rangers. They combined for the game winner. Macklin Celebrini had the game-winning overtime goal against the Wild. Today, Will Smith has the game-winning goal against a really, really good Winnipeg team. And Will Smith, if we go back to that game against Detroit, he had the game-tying assist to find Sam Dickinson, another young player of the Sharks construct, that was able to find his first NHL goal for the Sharks to earn a point out of that game. I mean, these are the future pieces performing in the present. And I don't want to overlook any of the exploits today from the penalty kill, from Alex Nedeljkovic, who was absolutely phenomenal, from Will Smith, but it's all being led by Macklin Celebrini, who took a whack to the face, got some teeth broken or chipped, however you want to qualify it, and then immediately answered with a goal of his own, putting the team on his back. It seemed like that just fired up Macklin Celebrini to be that much better and that much bigger in the moment, and he stepped up. Last night, Connor Bedard had a 4-point night and briefly pulled into a tie with Macklin Celebrini for the league lead in points, but Macklin Celebrini assisted on that game-winning goal to Will Smith and has 23 points, so he leads the league in scoring tonight. I don't want to do the whole Macklin versus Bedard thing right now because it doesn't really make any sense to me. And I would honestly, I don't view it that way until they're in the playoffs, until there are games with truly something on the line. It's not Will versus Macklin. It's just two of the young great players in the NHL that are stepping up to show that the hype that is surrounding them is legit. But with Macklin Celebrini, what he is doing, the offensive firepower that he's putting out there, the way that he is showing such an incredible competitive drive, I do think that it is rubbing off on the rest of the team, and I do think everyone should be very, very excited about what he has the ability to do in the future and also right now, like when he scored that breakaway goal to get the Sharks right back into it.
All right, back in the Sharks zone. San Jose just lost the puck. Smith couldn't handle the bouncer. Parker Ford gets it in the corner, sends back to DeMello and Morrissey on the point. Morrissey shoots, blocked in front, sent ahead. It's a break for Celebrini. He's down the middle of the ice, almost alone, moves in, score! A spectacular move by Macklin Celebrini to the backhand, and he ties the game 1-1 in a showcase of speed, elan, skill, and leadership. The Sharks have evened the score against the Jets.
A huge moment for Macklin Celebrini and the Sharks against a really, really good Winnipeg team who has the ability to turn one goal into multiple goals. That didn't happen, and Ryan Warsowski talked about Macklin's growth this year.
Yeah, I think so. We see it on a nightly basis. We see it on a daily basis. You know, and he just drags guys into the fight. That's how you start winning cultures, and he's done a great job of that. You know, proud of him. He is one of the greatest kids, human beings. He cares. He is a great person. So we're very fortunate.
I mean, I'm sure Warsowski gets a little bit tired of being asked these questions about how good Macklin Celebrini is just because we keep on hammering home the same point, but it does bear asking the questions because he has, you know, scored the most points at this age by a teenager since Wayne Gretzky, and he's doing things that put him in conversations with a Sidney Crosby or a Connor McDavid, and like I just said, Wayne Gretzky. You can't just not talk about that. You can't just not make that into a story And his buddy Will Smith is acknowledging that as well.
How would you describe his play right now?
I'd say it's pretty good as a 19-year-old.
And the thing is, Will Smith is not that much older than Macklin, and he's also off to a great start to the season. He has 14 points in 15 games, right? I mean, what more are you asking for in terms of production? But one of the things that I want to get back to, because obviously I could spend all day praising Nedeljkovic and Celebrini and Smith, who were the stars of this game, but it happened at about the 10-minute mark of the second period when it seemingly just changed. It was like everything you've been wanting to see from the Sharks for the last couple of years finally happened. Shift after shift, line after line, minute after minute, the Sharks took control of the game against a better team, tilted the ice in their favor, and just kept on coming. And they would turn their offensive zone possession into multiple opportunities and chances created. If Winnipeg was able to clear it and get it over in the opposite direction and get it in the Sharks' defensive zone, Winnipeg would get one chance, and then the Sharks would immediately take it right back down to the other end of the ice and create chance after chance after chance. And that cycle kept on repeating itself, and I thought to myself as I was watching it, okay, this is impressive. And I know Drew Remenda noticed it, and we're going to talk to the guys here in a second, Vincent Desharnais, Colin Graf, Ethan Cardwell, they all join me after the game, but they were all aware of that. They all saw that it was happening time and time again. They all saw they were taking control of that game, and it did carry over into the third period where the Sharks were able to find themselves, were able to put themselves in a position to keep that a 1-1 game for as long as possible. And when you do that with a team like Winnipeg, you're giving yourself a chance. And yes, it would clearly be better if you had scored more goals earlier on, but Connor Hellebuck is one of the best goalies in the world right now, if not definitely the best goalie in the world. He is at the top of his game. He is almost impossible to score against. And Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith, two foundational pieces of the future, were able to find the back of the net. Let's hear that goal from Will Smith that put the Sharks in front.
Kurashev gets it. 4:27 to go in the third. Kurashev centers. Will Smith throwing it over to the left. Celebrini, knock at it. Star! Will Smith's going to get it. Right in front of the goal, Smith was trying to set up Celebrini and went off the defense and in. And the San Jose Sharks take the 2-1 lead, and Will Smith should get credit.
And this team plays like they know they have a chance to win every single game. And that was the paradigm shift that I think happened at some points after those first couple of games. I like to think it was the game against the Islanders, to where you saw Macklin Celebrini starting to take over the game late, and that kind of carried over into what they did the next night in New York against the Rangers in Madison Square Garden, and they've never looked back from that point. And listen, guys, I don't want to get out in front of myself. I'm still not going to say that the Sharks are quote-unquote good. I'm not going to say that they're a playoff team or anything like that, because I just, it's too early. There's too much evidence for the last few seasons to the contrary, and the Sharks have to do a whole lot of proving to show that they're a team that can be put into that conversation. But boy, it's a whole lot of fun right now. And if you ask me, you can see a change that's happened out there on the ice. We've asked them for so long to learn how to win. They're learning how to win. They held on to this game, 6-on-5. They were down a man. They had to figure it out late. Winnipeg kept on coming and coming. The Sharks held on. They won it. You know, they've been better at the penalty kill all of a sudden. Four straight games without allowing a power play goal. Whereas previously, that was a big, big problem. They've made corrections. And then if you look at the way that they haven't been giving up goals, that's maybe the most impressive part of this overall, which goes to the way that the net minding has been better, which shows you the way this team has been growing with their penalty kill being that much better and just having that much more defensive structure. But, you know, they were allowing about 3.6 goals a game, and now they have given up one goal against Winnipeg, one goal against Seattle, two goals plus the shootout, which made it a 3-2 final for Detroit, but obviously just two goals in the game, and then two goals against Colorado. That should not be ignored, guys, and they only gave up two against New Jersey as well. I mean, that's not allowing more than two goals in five consecutive games. That's how you win in the NHL. It's the classic two or fewer argument. If you're only giving up two goals, especially if you're at home, you've got a very, very high chance of winning that game. And when you only give up one at home, as the Sharks have done recently in a couple of these games against a team like Seattle and last night a team like Winnipeg, you're giving yourself a really, really good chance to win. So the Sharks are making it happen right now, and it's a whole, whole lot of fun. All right, let's get into some of these post-game interviews I did. First, I spoke with Vincent Desharnais.
All right, we're here with Vincent Desharnais after the Sharks' very impressive victory on Friday night over Winnipeg. Hey, suddenly this team isn't allowing very many goals. It feels like things have really come together. Just how big has that been for this team and where things are trending lately?
Yeah, I think, first of all, our goalies have stepped up big time. Both of them, they've made some big saves in the last, let's say, 2 or 3 weeks. They've been outstanding. So huge credit to them. I know they didn't have the start that they wanted, but huge credit to them. They've been outstanding, and I think it gives us confidence. And I think all the men have stepped up as well. I think we're managing the puck a little bit better, mm-hmm. making harder plays, sometimes a little simpler plays. But it's been working well, and our forwards have been working hard. Have been working back very hard to help us out and on the back check. So I think overall we're playing more connected, and that just kind of builds confidence. And it's pretty fun to see all the boys kind of pitching in.
Well, I looked at it from the 10-minute mark of that second period. Seems like you guys just really hit another gear, just rolling line after line, shift after shift. It seemed like you guys just really picked up the intensity and carried that over into the third period. Did it look that way from your point of view?
Yeah. We were just trying to till the ice. You know, they're a good team. They're a fast team, and they're trying to play on the go a lot. So having good gaps, hard track backs, and we were able to just kind of play heads up and just put it back in, and let our forecheck do their job, and it paid off. And I think we were patient too. It's a big thing. I think earlier in the season we're not as patient. We're getting a little bit immature in our game. So games like tonight, it's pretty cool to see maturity in our game, and it's a very good sign. I think it's like 15 games in.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. It's exciting to see what's coming for us, because it's not the same Sharks anymore.
Did you know that maturity was going to be necessary going up against a goalie like Hellebuck, where there's going to be a small margin of error? Yeah. Just of how good he is.
Yeah, he's one of the best goalies in the world. And then, you know, Winnipeg has been, for the last 5 years, they've been at the top for a reason, you know, and to have the same veterans for the last 5 years and same goaltending. And we played a mature game, and, you know, was it perfect? No. Is there a lot of things that we can learn about and we can get better at? 100%. But overall, I think special teams came up big at certain times, and I just think overall it was awesome to see, and it's very encouraging for tomorrow's game and for the games coming up, because we know we have it. So we just got to do it on a daily basis.
You weren't here for the entirety of last year, but does it feel palpably different right now than how it did a year ago?
Yeah, I just think the confidence, and you know, we get scored on, and it's not, oh no, not again anymore.
Yeah.
You know, we get scored on, and it's like, all right, boys, we're good. And that's exactly what happened. We got scored on, and I think 2 minutes later, Mac, you know, got a great pass from Toph. We scored 1-1, and then I felt like after that we kind of took over, and it's just, confidence is a big thing, and it's hard to get, but once you get it, once you smell it, you taste it, you just want to keep building and building.
What was your viewpoint on that second goal that Will was able to just kind of shove in there at the end?
Yeah, well, it was hard to see on the bench. I couldn't see much, but
you saw the light go on.
Yeah, you just kind of look at the ref, what the ref is doing, and like you said, like Hellebuck, sometimes you think that he's beaten and just finds ways to make saves. So Smitty, Mac, they just find ways to get big goals at big times, and they're huge players for us, obviously.
And as a last one for you, what's the plan now? Just get a good meal and some sleep?
Yeah, get a good meal, maybe a little cold tub, and get a good night's sleep, and a good meeting tomorrow morning, and just get ready for, you know, another good team, and another team that we're going to have to, we're going to need maturity and patience, because they're well structured, and it's going to be a high-paced game again.
Well, I'll let you go get some rest, man. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
And Vincent Desharnais has been good. You know, when you get his long stick out there, when you get Mook Madulin's long stick out there, suddenly you see why the Sharks have been able to interrupt more of those passing lanes and knock away more of those passes. Size matters in the NHL, especially along your blue line, and the Sharks are taking advantage of what they have. Next up, I talked to Ethan Cardwell. Love his addition to the Sharks. I know that obviously he's been able to come up and get some NHL time before, but he redlines, he goes to the wall every shift, and he's a pleasure to talk to.
We're here with Ethan Cardwell after the Sharks' impressive victory over the Jets here Friday night at the Tank. Just first off, man, are you having fun? You look like you are having fun out there on the ice.
Yeah, it's always a blast when you're playing at this level and in this locker room with the guys. We got a great group of guys in here, so yeah, having a great time.
Obviously, you had limited time here last year, but does it feel a little bit looser, a little bit more confident compared to how it was a year ago?
Yeah, for sure. I think the guys who were here last year learned a lot from kind of the ups and downs of last year and kind of learned how and what it takes to win in this league night in and night out. And I think there's a certain amount of confidence that's been instilled in this group with the new guys brought in and then also with the guys learning from last year. So, yeah, it feels a lot better in here.
How do you feel about your game right now? Because it feels like you've been able to slot in and make an impact right away.
Yeah, I feel like I'm doing all right. I think you can get better every night. So my main focus is just kind of building off every game, getting more comfortable with the pace of play and the guys I'm playing with, and just trying to contribute any way I can to the team's success, as we're doing pretty well right now.
What's the feedback from the coaching staff been up to this point?
Just compete. Work hard every night, mm-hmm. every shift. Don't take it for granted. Play on the D side of things and just play hockey the right way.
Well, it does seem like the way that you play, there is a redlining aspect to it, that you're going to the wall every single shift. Is that of your mind? You're like, get out there, make an impact?
Yeah, I mean, you never know when it's your last one of the night or what circumstances may bring, right? So you want to leave it all out there when you can and kind of try to leave a mark on the game.
From my point of view, you hit the 10-minute mark of the second period, and it looks like you guys just hit another gear. It was line after line, shift after shift. You guys just suddenly tilted the ice and were playing what looked like the best hockey of the year. Could you tell at that point that you guys did hit another gear?
Yeah, I think it was pretty evident. We were rolling over them kind of shift after shift there, keeping it in the ozone, possessing pucks, getting mm-hmm. pucks to the net and winning battles, more importantly, keeping them from being able to change and just kind of getting fresh legs on them on the long change. And things worked out there, and then we kind of carried that momentum into the third.
Most definitely. And like, that's the thing, is when you can get those lines rolling, it felt like you guys would keep it in the zone, get multiple opportunities. If they got it back, they would get one, and then suddenly you're back there in that zone, just getting more and more attempts, more opportunities. Just everyone feel that confidence, you just kind of roll from one line to the next.
Yeah, I think for sure. I mean, when your line's going up, you see it, you can sense it, you kind of feel the momentum of the game and the way things are going, right? So when you go on there, you're excited, you're fired up to get out there, and you know what you got to do, and you want to roll it over so the next line has success.
How about Nedeljkovic tonight? Man made some big stops.
He was stellar. Stood on his head all night and shut down one of the best teams in the league, so that was pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, most definitely. And then I was talking to Vincent Desharnais about this, going up against a goalie like Hellebuck, I probably felt like there was going to be a small margin for error, but you guys didn't play tight or anything like that. It looked like you still played the game you wanted to.
Yeah, I think we knew we were going to have to generate a lot of chances to be able to score on him. Obviously, he's a great goaltender and he's proven that, but our game plan was get to the inside and keep pounding pucks to the net, and eventually we were going to get one to go, and wouldn't you know it, the final goal of the game for us is a garbage goal, right?
So, yeah. What was your view of when Will Smith was able to poke it in?
I couldn't really see much from the bench, but all I saw is him dropping to a knee and celebrating, so I knew things were going pretty good.
That's a good sign. And so now what's the plan for tonight? You going to get a meal, get a good night's sleep?
Yeah, I think a quick meal and then try to get to bed as soon as possible. Quick turnaround.
Do you have a go-to post-game meal?
I like the sushi in the room, so okay. That always sits well. That's
sushi's
nice stuff.
Good. You got your protein, you got your carbs.
Yeah, you're all
That's
set.
All you need.
Yeah, it's perfect.
All right, man. Well, I will let you go. Congrats on the win. I'll see you tomorrow.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Again, that was Ethan Cardwell. And then I talked to Colin Graf. Of course, he is such a key member of that penalty kill, which has really, really pointed things in the right direction.
All right, we're here with Colin Graf after the Sharks' very impressive victory over the Jets Friday night at the Tank. This is your third season in Teal, man. You were here at the end 2 years ago, roughly half the year last year, and then you've been here, obviously, since game one this year. How different do things feel right now?
Yeah, really different. I think, obviously that first year, it was sort of the end of the season. Everyone sort of knew where the positioning was in the standings.
Yeah.
And last year, I would say, not exactly the same, but coming up in the second half, it was, just the way it was. It wasn't really as exciting as it is now, for sure. Definitely these last week and a half, 2 weeks, it's been really fun.
It's gone from 0-4-2, and now you guys have gone on a 6-2-1 stretch, I believe. Does it just feel like everyone's kind of taken a breath and exhaled? Like, not that there was too much gripping because it was early in the season, but does it feel like everybody's just kind of exhaled a bit?
Yeah, for sure. I think, especially when we were trying to get that first win, everyone was gripping their sticks a little bit tight just because everyone's super frustrated, right? You want to get that win, and obviously you just you don't want to be the last team with a win. So,
yeah.
But I think once we got that first win, it sort of gave us confidence, allowed us to, you know, play with more confidence, play our game, and I think that the results have been coming.
Tell me about the Kill as of late, because it does seem like you guys have really turned things around and playing some very good hockey, especially when you're, you know, out there in a man disadvantage.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a lot of meetings, but I think it was a little bit systematic changes, and it's putting a little bit more pressure on guys, making it a little bit harder on those skilled players, and obviously you need Ned and Askew to make the saves, and they've been making those saves, and they've been unreal at it. And you know, we've had a couple offensive chances too, which is a little bit of like a cherry on top.
Yeah, just to go back, you know, a little bit for you. You know, you created that moment on the shorthanded the other night. Was that a pretty fun moment, especially when Warsawski had essentially just kind of challenged you to make more of an impact?
Yeah. It was. You know, want to make an impact in any way I can. You know, it's not always going to be the same as everyone else, but I think getting a goal on the shorthanded was nice.
Yeah, for sure. In this game, obviously, to, you know, the guys that I've talked to already, Vincent Desharnais, as well as Ethan Cardwell, the 10-minute mark of the second period, you guys really turned it on. It was line after line, shift after shift. You guys just playing really, really good hockey. Was it evident to you to see that suddenly the ice kind of tilted in your favor?
Yeah, I think that especially that second half of the second period, there was a stretch there where you were getting out there and you knew you were going to play in the offensive zone, and you knew you're going to have chances, and it makes it exciting. Everyone's up on the bench. Everyone's energetic because they want to see someone score. They want to get back out there and score themselves, and it makes the game a lot more fun and enjoyable for us.
Yeah, and you were able to carry that into the third period. Was it a calm intermission there? Or were you recognizing how much of an opportunity there was?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was any different. I think, you know, it's a tie game going into the third. We've had some trouble with that last year, so I think that it was sort of just, you know, we had confidence, and they've got a good team over there, and their goalie was playing well, so it was just keep going, and Smitty got one to go through.
Yeah, what did you think of Nedeljkovic tonight?
Yeah, really good, really good. He kept us in it and won the game for us back there.
No, it was a great performance, and, you know, the goalies across the board have been playing great hockey. Does that kind of inspire you guys more, whether it's on the PK or just in the team defense, to play that much better? Because it feels to me, watching the entire team defense, obviously you guys haven't given up more than two now for a couple of games, it feels like there's much more structure and a lot more cohesion.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is probably just the confidence that, you know, when they're going, it gives us as players, as a defensive five on the ice, especially in the D zone. It's just feed off it, like, you know, when you believe that he's gonna make the save after save, and you can just go play our game and play offense. It's good for the team.
And then now, of course, you guys have another quick turnaround. This is another back to back for you guys. How do you think the team is handling this schedule with all the back to backs right now?
I can't exactly. I don't know what our last.
What was last
Detroit?
Weekend?
Detroit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, I'm trying to think, I don't know exactly what our record is on the second half of back-to-back. It's obviously a challenge, especially when the other team's got a day off, but, you know, it's no excuse. It's part of the job, and it's up to us to, you know, the recovery for the game tomorrow starts now, and it goes all for about 20 hours until game time.
So you look
tomorrow
up there at the clock.
Yeah, yeah. Do some quick math there. It's you know, you just want to do everything you can. Every minute matters. Get a good rest. Do what's best for your body and get back at it tomorrow.
And this guy right here helps get your body ready.
Yep, he will. I'll get the. Yeah.
So what is the plan now then? Just to get a big meal and a good night's sleep?
Yeah, I'll probably get on the bike for a bit, just flush it out, then. Do a little bit of work with the softball and the lax ball, just try to release some hip stuff, and then maybe throw some Normatex on, get a good meal, sleep, wake up, get breakfast, probably throw the Normatex on again, nap, a lot of sleeping, and then, you know, come back here and get ready to win another one.
Cardsy just said his go-to is the sushi. Do you have a go-to post-game meal?
No, I'm not very picky. I just sort of eat whatever's there. I like all sorts of foods. So
that's a good answer.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Graff, I appreciate your time as always. Congrats on the win. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Again, that was Colin Graff joining me after the win last night. I do want to get one more quote from Ryan Warsawski before we run out of time here, because I think the way he talked about this game coming up tonight against the Panthers, citing excitement, that's how we all feel right now. We're excited to see the Sharks play again.
not much celebration. We'll get preparing. We'll start looking at some video. We'll review this game, some corrections that we need to make. And then when the clock strikes 12:01, we turn the page and get another, you know, really tough test. And we're excited about it. You know, what better place to be Saturday night here in San Jose at the Tank against the defending champs? Great test for us. I'm excited, and I know our team is.
And the broadcasters are excited, too. I know I can't wait to get back out to the Tank for this game. We're out of time for the San Jose Sharks. I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.